little disclaimer that I, Mystic, and am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, the party returned to Florencia and took a long rest in their cottage for the first time in many weeks. At breakfast, they learned more about Godfrey, how he's a father from Mentinos, and how Nyx has cursed him to never speak to his son again. As they plan what to do next, they decide to have a day in the city, shopping, speaking with the court, and speaking with the king. And it's on their way to decide what to do first that we find the party.
Walking, the raccoon runs away, just sort of had been sitting there like licking his fingers, walking through the farmland. You see the common guards in their pink outfits as you begin to head towards the gate of the walls of the city.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met her. I had just become a professor. I had just started being able to go out and actually interview people. I showed up in my fancy new college, my new professor robes and my fancy quill, and she made fun of me for 3 months.
I will never put on a robe.
They're really quite practical.
No offense, Boris.
It's fine. I'm not offended.
To step through the gates into the bustling city, commerce is at high exchanging. I don't know what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of commerce happening in the city right now. It's summer. It's bustling. The height of harvest, productivity for a lot of fruits and vegetables. There's lots of cheeses and milks and all kinds of things. People coming in and out. And apples. No apples yet. It's not time yet.
Ziba knows that.
Ziba does know that. It's like if you see a stall with apples, Ziba knows like it's the worst of the apples from last season, like the ones that are just left over from the deepest cellars. Apple butter. It's an option. But you walk past dapper drapings, past the tea in the road where you can head over to get coffee or go to the Bookish Brow. Do you stop at Dapper Drapings?
I'm getting coffee, and okay. I'm going to Dapper Drapings.
We can go to both stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can get you, if it's okay with you, we can get you like one really nice fancy outfit, and then we can get you a couple outfits that'll...
But what if she makes fun of me for 3 months for dressing too fancy?
Trust me, she won't make fun of you.
Get in the line for the coffee shop.
Yeah, she made fun of me because I was a weak little... half elf who dressed like what a poor person thought a rich person dressed like.
Oh no. Next! The line shifts up.
Just gives you a very confused look. What?
You know, like I wore like this big giant robe that didn't really fit me and it had all these golden embroideries and I had
what
just
do you mean
graduated.
By poor people. You mean like you just got more government funding? Like, couldn't you still buy clothes?
Yeah, like you can buy clothes and stuff. When I was young, which was quite a while ago, the government funding had just kind of started, right?
What? So there was how things do people to work live out. Before that?
I mean, there was still government funding when I was a kid, but like it paid for like necessities, like basic clothes, basic food, basic housing. And there were more rich people who had much nicer things. And I went to college with those kids and I saw all these flashy things. And I don't know, like, I wanted to impress people.
Did a disproportionate amount of rich people go to college? I thought anyone could go to college.
Anyone can. But you usually do what your parents do, right? I was pretty weird. My dad was a dockhand, my mom was a secretary, and they wanted me to have an education and a career that I don't know if that made sure that I could just... They wanted me to be happy and find something that I really liked. And they wanted me to do so, and they never really got that opportunity when they moved here. They had to kind of take what they could get.
So they definitely never found out that you got banned from the university?
Oh, they died a very long time ago.
Next. They still find out. Dead people are around. I mean, my dead relatives watch me every single time I fight with my sword. And like, Godfrey's a person.
Debatable.
They sometimes could still you be say watching. Things. I feel like they know. I feel like they still are watching over you, Livy. I don't know if they'd be happy about you getting banned from university, but you're figuring that out now. I'll stop talking.
No, you're good. It's been a very long time. I'm sure. Next! That, yeah. I'm
There's
sure
like two
that.
Two people in front of you.
As long as I'm happy, they're happy. They were very good parents.
Are you happy?
Most days. Yeah.
Next! And then the next person pops up and you hear the server in the window go, "Hi, welcome to Stranger Danger Stranger Coffee. Would you like coffee? Coffee with milk? Tea? Tea with milk? Or the Stranger Danger Stranger Coffee Special?" And the person's just like, "Coffee with milk. Thank you. 3 gold. Have a good day."
3 gold. Whoa.
And then Morgus, you are at the window, and she says the same thing. "Hello. Welcome to Stranger Danger Stranger Coffee. Would you like coffee? Coffee with milk? Tea? Tea with milk? Or the Stranger Danger Stranger Coffee Special?"
I think for me, it'll probably be the Stranger Danger Stranger Coffee Stranger Special.
"Okay, 5 gold, please."
"Here you go."
"Thank you. You're Anything welcome. Else?
Just that. Thank you very much."
"All right. We'll call your name. And the name is?"
Morgus.
Morgus writes it on like a wooden cup, like etches it in really fast. Okay. Next!
Zibba walks off with Morgus. She's not getting coffee.
"Would you like a coffee? Coffee with milk? Tea? Tea with milk? Or the Stranger Danger Stranger Coffee Special?"
Oh, wait. Does this Livy would probably already know this. Does this place have, like, baked goods, stuff like that, or just coffee?
No, it's just coffee. It's like a little window.
Okay. Then, yeah, he would have walked off.
Okay. You all walk off to wait. There's, like, little bubbles of people just standing around waiting for their coffee. Doesn't take long. Morgus?
That's me.
Hand it out to you.
Thank you.
I will.
Does Morgus know what he ordered?
I think he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you Morgus, know what like... he ordered?
Do I?
Yes.
Oh God, yes. I said I was going to get coffee because I was secretly hoping that we would do this again.
Great. All right.
Hey, Murn
lives on.
Do you know what the stranger special is?
Morgus is drinking. Oh, sorry. What was that, Livy?
Oh, she does know. Never mind. That's boring.
Zippa would not know.
Okay.
Have you gotten coffee that. Before?
Not here.
Nope, that was our one shot.
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
Yeah, that, sorry.
There's a reason.
What's in your coffee?
Yeah. Livy taps Morgus's shoulder. Can you show her the coffee?
Oh, sure. Zippa, do you like coffee?
No. It's bitter and not sweet.
A little brown creature sticks its head up over the cup when you say that and spits coffee at you. And dips back into the cup.
What was that?
The most adorable little coffee dragon you ever did see.
He might be cute, but he's definitely a little spiteful. What's with dragons always coming after me? Especially the tiny ones.
You know, I didn't think about that. This might have been slightly insensitive of me.
It is cute, though. Are we going to keep that as a pet? Is it a pet or is it a friend? Are you protecting it?
It is a pet. It's familiar. And it does belong to the barista. So, like, after a few cupfuls, it goes back.
How many does she have?
That's a very good question. I think it varies based on the time of day. And whether or not you insult the little dragon.
I didn't insult him. I just don't like coffee. It's too bitter.
As this is happening, Godfrey, over at like the tea. So the God damn it. You got me doing it. Dapper Drapings has a like at the tea. Is their building, right? So it's facing down this long corridor. At the other end of this corridor is the Bookish Brow, and y'all are like kind of closer to Dapper Drapings on this cross street. It's essentially like an H or a plus sign. You're all in the middle. And over to the south, closer to Dapper Drapings, you hear a woman just go, come on, come on. And she looks kind of elderly. She has a hunch to her spine. She's walking with a cane. And behind her is a large humanoid draped in like clothes even bigger than its large stature. And as she says, come on, come on, you look from her up to this creature. And beneath a top hat and a cloak with the collar popped up very high, you see a frog-like face with sharp teeth, and you swear there is the top part of an arm hanging out of this creature's mouth. And it sees you look, your eyes meet. It slurps it into its mouth and follows after its owner.
Only Morgus sees that?
Only Godfrey.
Oh, Godfrey.
Well, I think curious.
Morgus eventually would also just like see the come on, come on. Like, you know how someone talks in a crowd and you look up, but you don't notice the arm bit of it.
Okay. Godfrey leans in. Pretty sure that frog creature had an arm in its mouth.
That's an odd sort of snack to be giving it.
You want to check the bulletin boards, and I'm going to go follow it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you point out, can Livy see it, the frog thing?
The one with the top hat. That's taller than everyone else in the crowd.
Does it look at all similar to the demon little frog things?
You can't tell, actually, from where you are right now, that it's a frog creature. Seems to be dressed up so that it isn't actually instantly recognizable for what it is. From the back, it just looks like a weirdly proportioned Goliath or something in a big trench coat with a collar and a top hat.
Do we all know the frog's there now?
You've heard them talk about it for sure, Zebba.
Do I see the frog?
You see the top hat and the coat.
But I don't see the frog.
You don't see the frog face, no. It's face the other direction, walking away from you.
Cool.
I think that's a good idea, Godfrey.
Okay, where do you want to meet up?
We'll go to Dapper. We'll go to the drapes. We'll get an outfit, and then we'll go back to the bulletin board.
Okay, if you're not at the drapes, you're not at the bulletin board. I'm going to go to Templeton's. I'll see you there.
All right. Good luck. Stay safe.
Godfrey's going to go move out, and he's going to walk, like, pass by a lamppost or a wall, and he's going to put on his ring as he passes by it and just vanish. Beautiful. And start following.
Yeah. You're able to do so. At this point, the dragon kind of lets out a coffee breath and refills the cup back to the top.
Let's go get an outfit.
All right.
One of the nice things about drapes that as long as you buy a outfit, they'll take your measurements so you can go to cheaper places and you don't have to try on a million clothes.
That is a thing that a person could do.
All right. You head over to Dapper Drapings. Raphael is there, a little cautious of Morgus's coffee, but once you set it in like a designated place for coffee, he settles down a bit. He's able to take your measurements, and you're able to buy some fine pairs of clothes if you'd like.
I have an above table question. When was the last time that the party got like an award of gold?
An award of gold?
Yeah.
A while ago. Because
okay. Okay. Then the gold I have is probably accurate then.
Probably. When we did the lumberjacks. Mm-hmm. And got paid for helping in Wimston.
Okay. Then it has been a while because I know I bought some things. Okay. What is the... I think Morgus is gonna sort of like gently... So if I just sort of wanted to get like a cloak or something, like for colder weather, or perhaps sort of just a lighter version of my tabard here, same color scheme, of course, what might that run me budget-wise?
Off the rack?
Off the rack, and perhaps also curious about the tailored price.
Right. I have this blue cloak here. We looks to be about your measurements. Pulls it off, does a quick, you know, grabs your arm kind of without asking and starts measuring. drapes it on your shoulders. It's like a blue. Oh my gosh, mylar, like shiny on the top, and the bottom is like this delicate soft cottony fabric with like gold flecks built into the bottom. Off the rack, 15 gold.
Sold.
Very well. He takes it off your shoulders and begins to like try and wrap it up.
I'll let him. If he wants to gift wrap it for me, Morgus will take it. I am feeling bougie today.
He wraps it up and places it in a box and ties it with some string and hands it back to you.
Thank you very much.
For the both of you.
Zima. What nice clothes would you like? Would you like a dress or would you like pants and trousers?
It would just look so out of
place. I think Raphael comes around, pulls a dress off the rack, and for a growing girl, it's great. We could take this in inches of fabric up at the waist, no one would notice, and then slowly just drop them down, lowering the hem as you grow. No cost to you. Difficult to do with pants, but great to do with a skirt or a dress. This one looks great with your complexion.
Ziva immediately tries to kick as high as she can while it's held in front of her.
Give me an athletics check.
Oh no.
I think this happens just as Morgus leans over to Livia and goes, "That service and that attention to detail is exactly why we come here."
24! 24?
It's not a nat 20.
You kick the hanger in half. He gets a splinter through his hand and drops it on the ground and looks at you just like in complete shock.
Hold up. I am a little confused by the physics of this, because if you're holding a dress up to yourself, it is here. And if you are kicking proportionally, like at most, like your knee gets to your face. So how am I getting through a hanger that's being held at my collarbone? Is that physically possible to rotate your hips like that for someone who is athletic but not acrobatic?
I think this is a difference of the way that our imaginations were thinking. Because I was thinking he was just like holding it in front of you, not like.
No, I imagine like body. you know, like that's what I said up to her, and because like, I imagine like you know when you're trying on clothes and you're like, does this fit me? And you like hold it up to you to like imagine yourself wearing it. If someone's holding a piece of garment in front of me, I'm not just gonna kick the garment. What I'm trying to gauge is if I was wearing the garment, like if I was holding it by myself and wearing the garment, would I be able to kick high in it? That's what I was thinking.
Well, your question is answered. You're able to kick high in it if you were to be wearing it.
Okay. Maybe I do like hit the hanger into myself a bit. I don't know. Okay. I mean, I think it could be functional, but I don't know, Libby. How functional do you think this is? I really hope I didn't snake the dress on my way down.
He like picks dresses? It up really fast and like gives it a once over.
We're looking for something to see if it was functional.
We're looking for something that's both. Something that you can wear that is nice, but that she can also run around in and potentially be competitive in this dress. Maybe something that she can fit a great sword in the back or that wouldn't
climb trees.
Smudge.
I think perhaps you're looking for the clothes available at the Pimbleton Brothers General Store.
Livy will smile a little bit and look at Morgus. Ziva, would you like a dress that's very, like, flowing, that looks very nice? It would be a little bit less restrictive, but if you were to go to a party, it would just look very pretty.
We didn't wear one to the last party we went to, and that one also had jousting. We were also asleep, though. Could I have been wearing a dress?
Well,
if you wanted to, it was a dream.
Would you like something specifically for formal occasions?
Are we gonna go to formal occasions?
We're adventurers.
That was the first party I was invited to. Am I on the list now?
If there's a list, you could be on it. We're adventurers. We do know the king. It's a distinct possibility. And having an option, like a formal wear option at all times, does prepare you, a hero, for any possibility.
As you say that, you all hear like a boom, like the hollow sound of something hitting glass as like a 5-year-old bugbear kid smashes its face up to the glass and goes, Ziva! 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 And its mom is like trying to pull it away.
I guess you're doing something nice to her when they get awards and stuff. She's just like distractedly, like, well, waving at the kid in the window. It wasn't too hard to kick it either.
I think this lovely first option that would allow for some growth as you inevitably increase in power and muscularity and strength, that might be a very clever option for the prepared adventurer.
I have another question as well. How high are these ceilings in this place?
Probably like 15 feet.
Okay, good. Okay, just have to check that really quick.
Raphael is a tabaxi, a rather tall, like slender Blackford tabaxi.
Okay.
So
I was just worried for a second there, because you know, Zimba's already tall, and like logistically, if she kicks her foot all the way up, it's you're reaching probably at least 9 to 10 feet. So I'm just like, did she kick the ceiling while she did that?
No.
Okay, great.
Morgus, you see Raphael sort of like looking at the dress, inspecting it at the counter, and you hear like a and like a shake, you see him shaking his head. You get the feeling that like you're paying for the stress whether Zippa wants it or not at this point.
I think at this point, Morgus, and like we don't need to roleplay anything, but at this point, Morgus will like gently quiz Zippa on like favorite colors. What about this detail? And like as a way for Raphael to start like getting the information he needs.
Yeah, he finds it. He spruces up the dress that Zippa initially like kicked through. And the total price he gives you in the end is 10 gold for a kid's dress.
Morgus will give him another 15 gold.
What if I identify as a kid's dress? Because Zippa's still like got feet on Morgus. So like, what is this markup for adult versus kids clothing? Is this like women versus men's haircut based on perceived gender? Like, what's going on here? What is a child's dress in this world?
We're using our imaginations.
Morgus is also giving him a 150% price.
And before, yeah, go ahead, Ed.
And like, just as we're leaving, Livia will whisper, and that's why we don't come here.
Morgus just smiles. Like, gently clutches his pearls a little bit. I think we travel in different circles.
With that, we'll head to Godfrey. Godfrey gets this information before the rest of the party, but the rest of the party, as they leave Dapper Drapings, makes their way through the square to the bulletin board. Godfrey following after this toad frog creature and this elderly woman. Hear the crier in the square before you do. Princess Ananoth, leaving, going away party this Friday. Leave flowers in the gardens. New tournament. End of summer fanfare, berm 48 through the 52nd in the square. Druids say rain tomorrow. It's a light news day. You get the sense it's light news day. The old woman just keeps going, come on. The frog keeps like getting distracted by crowds. At one point you see it kind of like reach out with both arms out towards like a young child, and the old woman like pulls it back just in time. Give me your stealth check at advantage.
Really glad I have advantage. 17.
Great. She dips around the mirror room and Avinash's magic shop into a part of the city that has very small walkways. It's a part of the city that carts don't come to. It's a walking only residential area. It was originally when the different races and groups prior to the war came and settled in the city and were segregated in that way, where the elves called it home. So it's very delicate filigree, and everything is very tall to accommodate height and length. And this creature kind of like feels very off in the architecture and the small walkways. And eventually you see the old woman look around. There's a small blue wooden door in just off one of those walkways, maybe 7 feet between that threshold to the wall of the building directly across from the door. And she looks around before she pulls the creature in into the doorway.
Did she like knock any special way or unlock the door? Or?
She didn't seem to unlock the door or knock. She just opened it and ushered them both through. The door shuts, and if you wait a couple of moments, you see sort of this celestial Milky Way planet-esque kind of magic manifests at the top of the door before a small, like, almost like a pool tab banner unravels. And on it, in like fancy filigree, says, Fortunes by Fortuna.
And this is now like labeling this doorway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take that information and I'll head back to the group, kind of trying to mentally map the directions I took to get here.
Yeah. It's winding and complicated. Godfrey is able to clock certain landmarks.
With my sketchbook kits, is there like a piece of chalk in that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will just like chalk every corner intersection that I turn on.
Yeah.
Just like five or six bricks up, I'll just mark it.
Great. Rather than like a chalk, I would say it's like a charcoal. So it's just like a black mark on like the pale, sandy-colored buildings of this part of the city. The rest of you hear that crier ways after, so you head into Town Square. You are right in the center by the Fountain of Myshiria, the temple, Pimpleton Brothers General Store, as well as the bulletin board. And now that you're out in like a very crowded space, you do see people kind of in the way that we do in the real world with celebrities, kind of like looking and then looking away, just kind of peeking to see what you all are doing. Recognizable.
Do you want to go to Pimpleton, get a few more clothes so you don't just wear the, we still need to get you some tree climbing clothes.
You look over and Zip is definitely stopped by some kid and is like signing her autograph. Like, what? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Later. I'll see you guys later. Keep it up. Do great. Like,
You look like you have something to say, Ed.
Oh, no, he's just... Okay. Livy is upset because he heard information on the crier.
Yeah. Great. Godfrey, it takes less time for you to follow them and then get back. I would say you see the three of them moving toward the Pimpleton Brothers store as you enter the square.
And I'll kind of do the same thing where I pass through like a section that obscures. He's just going to slightly just like take the ring off to like the second knuckle or like the first knuckle. So it's not on and become visible again.
Yeah, you're able to do so.
Fortunes Hi. By fortune.
What?
Hello.
Where'd you come from? Jeez.
Welcome to the Pimpleton Brothers General Store. My name is Kim Pimpleton, Pimpleton Brothers General Store. How can I help you? It's very busy in there today. There's like three of them working. You hear that version with a different name coming every time someone walks in the door behind you.
We got it. Thank you, though.
Okay, let me know if I can help at all. Yes, yes, we do have taffy. It's over here. She like goes and helps someone else.
Yeah, Livy will... He's been here quite a few times at this point. Mm-hmm. He'll go over where like a bunch of, I'm assuming like nice clothes are, but they're made for mass production.
Yeah, there's some like good stuff here. You find some like great traveler's clothes. It's only 2 gold for. Per outfit you would get for Ziba or yourselves here. Great quality, hand sewn. It's just not the high-end fabrics or designs that you would find at Dapper Draping's. It's more wools, cottons, linens, and basic styles.
I don't know, Livy. I still feel like none of this is going to fit me right. I mean, it looks like either it's going to be too big on my waist or too long in the legs. And how do you figure this stuff out?
Well, we got your measurements. The thing about these kind of stores is they are made for, like, they're nice clothes, but they don't know exactly you, right? So they're going to be less expensive because they're made for just the average, air quotes, lots of air quotes, person. But
average what? A half orc? Dwarf? Elf? Human?
I know, right? It's incomprehensible.
All the clothes at the store are organized in like how men's sizing is organized now, with waist and length regardless of the gender or like the type of person who would be purchasing it. So there's Goliath sizes that are, you know, like hugely long, and all of that, sort of how they handle that.
So what we can do, and what my mom did for me, we can get you some pants and stuff that's a little bit bigger, but that we can hem, and that we can like kind of yeah, but with sewing, so it's a little bit we'll stay on in combat a bit more. And we can do that so we don't have to shop again. Like,
okay. Every 3 months. I'm gonna get 5. Is that too many?
Just make sure each one is a little bit larger than the last one.
You're not here. You can't ruin this.
Godfrey's there now.
Godfrey's here. He's gonna join us right before we launch in the store.
Livy jumps.
I said fortunes by Fortuna.
Cool.
It's 10 gold for 5 outfits.
Oh, I spent all the money today. It's still cheap compared to that coffee.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, the dragon fills the cup for the last time and sort of flies away back towards the coffee shop.
Godfrey, you'll never believe it. I got a dress.
Let's make sure to get some stuff for like summer, like get some stuff for about like 3 for summer and 2.
What's the difference?
For colder. Actually, let's get them all for summer.
Don't well, you just you're put like, more on?
By the time winter comes around, I don't know if these will fit you. I don't know how much you'll grow. I don't know how much
I like it.
I think to speed this along, you all come to a consensus. Zibba purchases her new outfits. You get anything else you want at the general store.
I just really had to recreate the feeling of an overly long shopping experience with a teenager because I feel like that's genuine.
Yeah, that's very genuine.
Rifles.
Anti-matter rifle.
Yeah, you said the store had anything. I could add anything.
Well, okay. You knew what I meant.
I will like to add one robe of the Archmagi.
Kidding. Libby buys two clothes. All right, and you all leave Templeton Brothers General Store. You're back out in the square next to the Fountain of Mysteria.
Olivia, I didn't know that Ennanoth was leaving somewhere on Friday. As she told you?
She talked. I'm assuming she's going to be visiting her mom, maybe? She talked a little bit about wanting to do that last time we spoke. Well,
next thing on our agenda is to go to the castle. Do you want to go talk to her?
That would be nice, thank you.
Right. Anything you'd like to say as you walk to the castle?
The frog creature went into the shop named Fortunes by Fortuna, which is why I said that name when I approached. I realized I gave no context.
No.
I said the name a couple of times.
Okay. I just thought you liked those words. They're very funny words together.
What does that store sell?
It's a shop in like the old Elven district.
Has Morgus heard of that shop, or is it new?
You've not heard of it.
I think that place is new.
The Blue Door.
I like it already.
Doesn't your memory only extend so many months?
It extends... I don't know how far it extends.
Would Libby know that store?
Until he loses it again, which is hopefully not anytime soon.
That one.
Same as everyone else in existence.
No one's aware of Fortunes by Fortuna.
Have I heard of any kind of creatures that might match the description of the big frog?
Give me a...
An arc history check?
History or arcana? You have to choose.
Same one. We'll go with arcana.
Choose wisely.
Oh. No. 8.
8?
I rolled a 1.
That's a fail.
Okay.
What is a 1? You've never heard of it.
See, or even worse, he did hear about it, but it's like in one of the memories he forgot, and his brain's like, oh god.
If I know anything about it, I don't know if I know anything about it. So right now, I don't know.
I just hope it's not one of those demon frogs.
I don't know.
Make it to the gates. The guards say, "State your business." And you just Livy flash
holds
your
out
emblem.
His pen. Yeah.
Oh, welcome back, Sir Livy, and guest. Pinned. And they open the small like person door in the large door and let you through.
Livy, his ears flush and like his neck flushes a little bit when they call him sir, and he looks very uncomfortable.
You head up to the castle. You see on the greens between the castle and the Honorina Gardens, they seem to be putting up a large tent, and lots of preparing seems to be going on like they're about to host a party.
Maybe it's a good thing we bought those nice clothes.
I'm just saying, it comes in handy.
You head up to the door. As you knock, Dave opens it.
So Livy nods.
Wait, Sir Dennis? I don't know how titles work in this.
Just Dave. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Are you here for the library?
We're actually here to see in the princess and the
I'll let them know you're here. Feel free to wait in the office. He gestures over to the left and kind of shuts both doors.
Separately. Not together.
Right. Who would you like to see first?
Livy looks like he wants to say Ananoth, but he bites his tongue and he's like, the king. We'll see Ananoth the old time.
As soon as he's able. You hear like the steps of boots on the floor as he heads back to find Green.
This might take like 5 minutes or all day.
So did you all check out the bulletin boards? Any new jobs? Any missing people?
I knew there was something we were forgetting.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by all the pretty
really
colors
should have
and sparkles.
Had a list.
Jeffrey looks at his list. You really should have.
Livy, like, pats Godfrey's back.
I really did the last thing on the list.
No, I could... I feel like this is a bit of my fault. If you'd like me to go check the bulletins, I could. Well, you guys
the bulletins
doing...
will still be there once we're done.
We just haven't gotten to that part of the list yet.
That's we'll fair. Just sit here together and enjoy each other's company while we wait for the king.
I'll just wallow in my guilt.
Thank you all so much for listening. Like always, if you like what you're hearing, tell a friend, subscribe, rate, leave a comment, anything you can do wherever you are. Super, super helpful. We have some incredible stuff cooking. Currently casting for season 2 of But Then What? We also have a dating sim love game coming up that will air on May 7th, as well as a high-level dragon D&D adventure with not me. I'm so excited. I'm not DMing. Someone else is DMing, and I can't wait to share that and that amazing cast for all those upcoming shows with you. Make sure you subscribe or have that bell notification on, whatever you can do, and you'll never miss one of our shows. Feel free to join our Discord community where we also post lots of information and share pet pics and food pics and talk about all the fun stuff that's going on. It's a good time. Intro and outro by Nolan Clock, everything else by myself and the cast. I hope you have a really great day. Thank you.